Hi, I'm Carissa Vacker, and welcome back to Sleepwave, a podcast where we let waves of relaxation wash over you through original sleep meditations created to help you fall asleep tonight. And don't worry if you don't hear the end of an episode. I encourage you to drift off whenever you're ready. Before we get started on tonight's episode, I'd like to say thanks again for all of the great ratings and reviews you guys have left us on Apple Podcasts and some of the other networks too. Tonight, I want to say a special hello to a young Canadian listener named Owen, who loves listening to Sleepwave to drift off to dreamland. We're so thankful to have you as part of the Sleepwave family, Owen, and we hope you love this episode. Before we begin, I wanted to let you know about the best way to get a perfect night's sleep. With Sleepwave Premium, enjoy an ad-free experience, 2 exclusive bonus episodes a month, as well as our back catalog of premium content. Your support really helps. Sign up takes 2 taps, so please click the link in the show notes. But now, it's time for a quick word from our sponsors who make this free content possible.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
One of the best things about hanging out with small children is watching how everything they want to do is for fun. My son doesn't just want to walk home from the park. He wants to hunt for dinosaurs on the way. He wants to take a bath to play in the water, not necessarily just to get clean. Somewhere along the way, though, we do things because we have to or need to instead of because we want to. And we are less likely to find fun in our ordinary daily experiences. When life gets busy, we are even less likely to do things only for the joy of it. Maybe you love to play music or write poetry or curl up and read a book with your favorite cup of tea, but making time for those things is not high on the priority list. It's easy to put off things that are not productive because there are always so many things to do. But here's a fun little reminder. You're never going to get it all done. The to-do list will never run out. So when is the right time to make joy a priority? Right now. Maybe you start with making your everyday productive tasks more fun. Listening to your favorite playlist while you get ready in the morning. Buying yourself fresh flowers on your weekly grocery store run, or just taking a luxurious bubble bath instead of a quick shower. Whatever it is that gives you a palpable zing of joy. It never has to be big or expensive. It just has to reconnect you with that spark of fun. Fun and joy are life-giving. That energy exists around us all the time, and making a conscious effort to connect to that energy will make each day more fulfilling. Bringing more joy to your days will also make it easier to wind down and have a peaceful night. When we feel more in contact with joy, we also feel more in contact with gratitude. If you've been hanging out with me on this podcast for a while, you know that I think gratitude is pretty much the key to making everything in life better. Every day I attempt to do a full gratitude list, but my absolute minimum requirement for myself is to write at least one sentence that sums up what happened in the day, then write down at least one good thing. When I am tapped into joy, though, consciously creating it even in the most mundane or busy day, then I always have more good things to write down, and I end my day with a joyful heart, which gives me a deep and wonderful sleep, too. Get ready for your wonderful night of sleep as we meditate together to Living for Joy by Billy Gill. The part of you which is supposed to improve you is exactly the same as that part of you which needs to be improved. In one of his famous lectures, the English philosopher and speaker, Alan Watts, compares our preoccupation with self-improvement with the concept of lifting oneself up by their own bootstraps. While lifting yourself up by your own bootstraps is a physical impossibility, nevertheless, it's a phrase that many people use to encourage others to improve themselves. It's a figure of speech, yes, but one that has become so pervasive as to be insidious. Little by little, this phrase has developed into a popular mindset that actually believes it can be done. While, of course, it's used metaphorically to suggest overcoming difficulties through one's own efforts, there is a hidden reason why, even metaphorically, it's a fool's errand. We'll get into that in a moment, but for now, make sure that you're lying comfortably in your bed. If possible, lie down on your back. As you gradually find the most stable and relaxed position for you, keep in mind that a neutral spine will naturally curve upward, away from the bed. This curve is called the lumbar lordosis. There is a lot of variation in the degree of this curvature from person to person. The important principle is that you don't try to flatten it. Walk your shoulders a little bit in toward one another to open the chest. The pillow should be low, or you may choose to forego a pillow altogether. Tilt your forehead back slightly to allow your chin and the bridge of your nose to be at about the same height. These recommendations for your posture are just a template to help you find an optimal alignment as you lie on your back. Feel free to choose an alternate position that helps you stay relaxed and able to follow the gentle rhythm of your breath. Breathe in through the nostrils, and as you exhale through the mouth, release the cares and worries of the day. Again, inhale through your nose, sipping a little more breath in this time. Notice a brief pause at the top of your breath again. Exhale through your mouth, feeling any gripping or holding melt away as you ease all physical and psychic tensions. Once more, when you feel ready, breathe in and breathe out. Allow the breath to flow in and out through your nose. Very naturally, inhaling and exhaling through the nose, notice what you can about the different qualities of the inhale and the exhale. Perhaps the inhale feels slightly cooler as the air enters the nostrils compared to the exhale, which has a warmer temperature as it exits the body. Notice the movements of the torso on the inhale. Sense the upward and outward expansion in the belly or the chest as you make space for the air to fall inward. On the exhale, observe the falling downward and inward of the torso, which prepares the body for the next inhale. When you feel the impulse for a new breath, simply yield to the need for an inhale and allow the fresh oxygen to pour into you. Continue on at your own pace for some time. as you continue to breathe, let's return to that lifting yourself up by your bootstraps idea and consider it in a literal sense. See yourself standing on some level ground. As you look down and see your boots, you grab hold of the straps in an attempt to lift yourself off the ground. Newton's third law of motion states that for every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. It may seem counterintuitive, but according to the laws of physics, as you stand on the surface of the earth, the force of your body weight pressing downward into the ground is met with an equal and opposite reaction called the normal force. The normal force is actually pressing equally upward into you as much as your boots are pressing down into the ground. Even if you reach down, grab your own bootstraps, and exert a mighty heave, the downward force on the boots would be canceled out by the equal and opposite reaction of the upward force from the earth. The net force is effectively zero, and you get nowhere. Now, on a metaphorical level, you may be able to see that the same is true about yourself. The idea of self-improvement is rooted in the idea that there is some higher version of yourself that can overcome a lower version. The truth is that there is an equal and opposite reaction within you as well. And wherever you go, you take yourself with you. The idea that there is some part of you that can be overcome in order to elevate yourself to an ideal self should bring to mind the same image as someone struggling hard to lift themselves up by their own bootstraps and getting absolutely nowhere. There's no need to feel disheartened by this realization, though. In fact, when you realize that you are not going to improve yourself, you can just be what you are, and you will free up an enormous amount of energy to do things that can be done. Watts uses this juxtaposition of bootstraps and self-improvement in an attempt to show people that they are not in a situation where they must apply some downward force on one part of themselves, perhaps by repressing and suppressing those parts of their own psyche in order to improve. Not only is it impossible, it's actually unnecessary. When you accept that you are just as you are, the energy that you were wasting on trying to improve yourself can be devoted to actually doing things that are meaningful to you, and everyone else looking at you from an external point of view will say, "Look how much so-and-so has improved." Continue breathing for a few moments. The idea of being productive has a similar quality. We seem to think that by trying to maximize our efficiency and checking off the maximum amount of to-dos each day, that we will finally arrive at a place of complete freedom to do with our time whatever we wish. The paradox here is that the more we accomplish, the more there is to do. Electric washing machines made the washing of clothes much more efficient. Yet the frequency with which people found themselves doing laundry also increased, along with the ironing and the folding that was still done by hand. Freeing up more time that was once spent on washing clothes by hand meant that other domestic tasks seemed more pressing and contributed to an overall sense of increased work. Human beings often find themselves in these kinds of situations. We love to imagine that the perfect life, the perfect relationship, the perfect job, the perfect self is just on the other side of sustained effort and drudgery. In reality, the perfect fill in the blank is always right here in the present moment, if we can free ourselves from imagining that the present moment is merely the means to an end. Tonight's sleep meditation is an invitation to meditate not in order to fall asleep or any other purpose beyond itself. This is it. What happens when we allow the present moment to be as it is, thereby allowing ourselves to be as we are, is that the tension involved in trying to pull the present moment up by the bootstraps into some imaginary, idealized moment simply lets go. Sleep comes easily and effortlessly in the same way that bees find a flower when it blooms. Imagine a tranquil meadow bathed in soft moonlight. You find yourself surrounded by the beauty of nature. Crisp grass beneath your feet, a gentle breeze caressing your skin. This is your sanctuary, a space where joy is not a distant destination, but an integral part of the journey. See yourself in this way as well. You are not a distant destination. You are not a bridge to yourself. You are simply as you are. Embrace your high side and your low side as a totality, as a fascinating integral pattern of energy manifesting in the here and now for the mere joy of it. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in, breathe out, breathe in, breathe out. Picture before you an easel. an artist's canvas waiting to reveal the essence of your inner life as an expression of the joy of being. As you approach, feel the anticipation and excitement bubbling within. There are no deadlines, no judgments, only the freedom to create simply for the joy it brings. Pick up the brush and let your strokes dance across the canvas like actors on a stage, each one alive and responding to the others. Feel your breath flowing effortlessly in and out as your belly rises and falls. Enjoy each moment for its own sake as the breath breathes itself. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in, breathe out, breathe in, breathe out. Now, transition to a cozy nook where the soft strumming of a guitar beckons you. The strings resonate with the pure joy of creating music. Feel the vibrations under your fingertips as you play. Not for an audience or an end goal, but for the sheer delight of producing harmonious sounds. Notice how your own body resonates with the rich tones and delicate percussion of the music. Sense that there is music in your own being as well, with its own rhythms, melodies, and harmony. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out. As you continue this journey, visualize yourself engaged in various activities that light up your soul. Dancing, writing, exploring, each moment a celebration of the present. Let go of the notion that the present is merely a means to an end. Embrace the idea that the beauty of life lies in the richness of each moment. Not just a stepping stone to the next. You, yourself, are like a great poem or symphony or painting. Appreciate the light and the shadow, the subtle mysteries and complexities. You are not an unfinished draft. Let yourself be simply as you are and admire the beauty of your own wholeness and completeness. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out. Return to the meadow, where a hammock sways gently between two trees. Allow yourself to recline in its comforting embrace. Here, time slows and the world fades away. In the hammock's cradle, reflect on the beauty of doing things just for the joy of it. Recognizing that each moment carries its own intrinsic value. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out. As you drift into a restful sleep, carry with you the essence of this meditation, the understanding that joy resides in the journey, not just the destination. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in, breathe out. Sleep, sleep, sleep.